2 years ago, Seattle residents voted to elect their city council members by district. Right now, we're going to take a look at the newly formed District Number 6 in the northwest part of town. The district is bordered on the east by Green Lake and the Woodland Park Zoo, and on the west by Puget Sound. And according to census data analyzed by the city, it is the whitest of Seattle's city council districts. It includes a number of settled single-family neighborhoods like Finney Ridge and Crown Hill. And it also includes neighborhoods where aggressive growth is creating tensions between old residents and new. KUOW's Deborah Wong has more.
What better place to start our tour of District 6 than at the center of the universe? That's what the locals sometimes call their neighborhood, Fremont. It's a place that was once known for its counterculture. Now it's probably better known for its fast-growing tech industry.
So there's Tableau right here, and then Adobe beyond the bridge.
Chester Kahn is a software engineer. I ran into him and Eric Trottier taking a lunchtime stroll. They're recent arrivals to Seattle. They came here to work for Google, which is just down the street.
They had given me certain options, like you could choose to live in these cities. And I chose Seattle just because I heard it. There was a really good music scene out here.
I like the clouds and the rain. I like it here. I can't think of any place better.
And the two of them found apartments pretty close to their jobs, right next door in Ballard. But that comes with a price, which is high even for tech workers. Here's Eric Trottier.
It's pretty expensive to rent. I mean, my apartment is like $2,000 a month for a small one-bedroom. So, I mean, it's pretty expensive.
Not only is Ballard expensive, the neighborhood is experiencing some of the fastest growth in the city. It's the hot new place to live, and developers are building a lot of new housing here. And that's creating some tensions between the old residents and the new.
I mean, if a tornado had hit our neighborhood, it wouldn't be less dramatic.
Janice Kirstein and Peggy Gudgel are showing me around their neighborhood, where one-story bungalows are quickly being torn down and replaced by townhouses and apartment buildings.
Every block. I mean, it's just every block, right?
The two of them moved here decades ago, when this was still a single-family neighborhood. But the city's now trying to steer growth and development here. A big portion of Ballard has been designated a so-called urban village. That's an area where people and amenities, like transit, are supposed to be concentrated. Many residents complain the growth has been too fast and the amenities slow to arrive. Here's Peggy Gudgel.
You know, Ballard was always undesirable because it was so hard to get in and out of. And that's the irony to me is, so you've put all this growth into an area of Seattle that was notorious for being hard to get in and out of. That doesn't make sense.
I understand urban density. I understand it needs to happen. We do. But it's tough. It's tough.
And the growth that Janice Kirstein is talking about is also making things tough for another part of Old Ballard, down at the working waterfront. Warren Akrovic is offloading fuel from a tanker truck. It's being pumped down to the fishing boats that are heading to Alaska for pollock season.
It's the whole fleet's leaving. This is the time it gets really busy.
The maritime industry occupies a narrow strip of land along Salmon Bay at the south end of District 6. Akrovic says it used to be the heart and soul of Ballard.
So you see, in the old days, 95% of the people lived up in Ballard had something to do with the maritime industries. So they just knew, okay?
Now, he says, the newcomers don't know anything about the maritime industry, the millions of dollars it generates for the economy, or the family wage jobs it produces. So with new apartment buildings being built just above them, the shipyards and machine shops and fueling facilities are fighting to stay put.
You watch every waterfront gentrifying. You watch Everett, you watch Tacoma, you watch Anacortes. Every one of those waterfronts is gentrifying because the developers want it because it's reasonably priced property.
Current zoning protects industrial lands from other kinds of uses, but Akrovic worries the city will make so many exceptions to the code that the industrial lands will just be eroded away. And then there's always the pressure that rising costs exert on the neighborhood. Who can afford to live here anymore?
So do you want me to get them all in one? Would that be the easiest thing for you? Okay.
Christy McDonald has owned the Secret Garden Bookshop on Ballard's Northwest Market Street for 20 years. She also lives in the neighborhood and moved here back when Ballard was affordable.
I could not live in Ballard if I were coming here today. I couldn't afford the house that I live in. I couldn't afford a condo in Ballard today.
All this new growth hasn't necessarily been great for business. There are few large employers in Ballard, so the streets and shops are pretty quiet during the day. Also, the same company that has brought so many of the new people to the neighborhood, Amazon, is also putting pressure on local retailers, she says, but that's another story. McDonald worries about what her generation of residents will do when they retire. Will they be able to afford to stay in their homes? And she wonders if the things that drew her to the community will continue to exist in the future.
I would want this quality of life to be available going into the future. I think it's really amazing to live in a neighborhood that's 10 minutes from downtown. I could be at the symphony in 20 minutes. But yet, I have a backyard, I have a garden. My kids walked a block and a half to school. I can walk to work. This is what we want.
And that highlights one of the central questions facing District 6. How do you preserve the character of a neighborhood and the quality of life for everyone, old and new? I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.